This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Perhaps nothing says unhealthy processed food more than American cheese. They don't even call it cheese on the label. They call it cheese food. And we still buy hundreds of millions of pounds of it every year. Well, now a health-conscious competitor wants in on that action, as Shannon Mullen reports.
Here's my question. Can you still call it American cheese if it's unprocessed and has only four ingredients, all of which you can pronounce? The country's largest co-op of organic farmers says yes. Wisconsin-based Organic Valley is out to reinvent our de facto national cheese. The company recently wrapped a two-month nationwide Cheese Revolution tour and gave away more than 15,000 grilled cheese sandwiches made with its new Organic American Singles. Audrey Cattell handled the company's marketing on the North Carolina leg.
I think it's important that people know about what's in American cheese, and especially when it says cheese food on the label. Ours just says cheese.
In the parking lot of a Whole Foods in Charlotte, Kim DeRhodes took the taste test.
Very good. It just doesn't taste as fake as the regular cheese.
Pasteurized processed cheese food does start out with real cheese, but it's melted and mixed with emulsifiers and preservatives. The final product can't be called cheese by law, and at some point it got a reputation of being unhealthy. Some in the industry say that's a bum rap. Kraft Foods, the country's best-selling brand of American cheese, declined to comment, so I turned to one of the cheese industry's top trade groups.
It's a dairy-based product, but it's, you know, it's the product that is not going to be called gourmet. It's not going to be called artisan.
John Umhafer is executive director of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
It's old-line stuff, but it's a cheese that's been around for decades. It's got its purpose. It tastes great, but there's nothing unhealthy about it.
Plenty of consumers agree. The market research firm Symphony IRI says in the past year, sales of processed or imitation cheese slices topped $2 billion nationwide. John Umhafer says with a market share like that, he doesn't see organic alternatives winning a war on processed American cheese. But he adds, there's room in the industry for both. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.